You can now play Minecraft on your Gear VR virtual reality headset. The pocket edition of the game that every nine-year-old in the world is addicted to can now be downloaded for $6.99 from the Oculus Store. Now, I think we all have some thoughts on Minecraft and virtual reality for the kids. Becky, you go first.
Well, I think I'm going to continue this theory of blowing your minds because I'm generally not super pro VR and I'm not really pro Minecraft, but I actually see this pairing as making some sense. People who love Minecraft, they say that it feels like a free new world where anything can be done, sky's the limit. So if you can create an even more realistic environment because you're using virtual reality, I think it can make sense. I mean, I thought that the HoloLens demonstration of Minecraft at E3 was incredible to see multiple dimensions of these worlds you're creating. In a way, that does make sense to me. What do you guys think? Do you see your Megan, you have older kids than Jason and I do. Do you see your kids getting sucked into a vortex from which they'll never come back?
Yes.
Next story.
To put it quite simply, yes. They're already in that vortex, which is the interesting thing about virtual reality. I mean, I was talking to Gregory Panos. He's an old pioneer in virtual reality. He's been studying this stuff since the 70s. You know, and I asked him this question, like, do you worry about the isolation of it? And he said, you know, Megan, we're already there. We're already looking at our smartphones all the time. Like, we're already isolating ourselves in virtual reality. There's a whole world where we can be with other people. So I think that goes along with what you're saying a little bit. I don't know. We had a discussion about virtual reality for kids. Jason and I did. And like, I still have worries and no one knows what it does to the developing brain. No one knows if it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. So I have worries about that too. Of course. So this is the pocket edition is just for smartphones and, you know, the Gear VR, you have to have a Samsung phone. So it's, but I mean, my kids play pocket edition and they play on the PC, or on the Mac, and it's a lot of the same features at this point, but I think the HoloLens will be more interesting than this.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be kind of the more augmented, delivery of it, like, you know, the demos that we've seen kind of placed on a table or whatever, looking into it, seeing it stack up. This is more like a first person builder or instead of a first person shooter sort of thing. I think it sounds interesting. It supports cross platform play. So if your kids are already playing the Pocket Edition or whatever, this is going to tap into, you know, the mobile versions, be it VR or not. Kind of seems like, to a certain degree, Minecraft is maybe one of those kind of killer apps for VR, because not only is Minecraft just a super big success among a very kind of targeted specific demographic, but VR just kind of seems tailor-made for this kind of experience. So. Mm-hmm.
You would think the demographic of Minecraft would be 12, 13-year-old boys exclusively, but some reports put the average age at 28. And so, you know, lest you think that I'm completely bullish on both of these things, I see this as a great use of virtual reality. And I also completely agree with you, Megan, that, you know, there's no reason to necessarily create more immersive environments for our kids to go into. And, you know, I've talked about this quite extensively with Leo, that I'm like crazy Waldorf mom about how I won't let my kids use gadgets in a lot of that toy way. They can use them as tools, but, you know, they don't play Minecraft. And so I'm only because I just feel like I'm concerned about how much time and energy they would go into. And I don't think they have a good off button. As I always like to say, it feels like handing your kid a bottle of tequila. Now I think you're giving them like some sort of a funnel, if you put it with VR.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're completely...
Or heroin. I don't know.
Okay. Not very friendly on the VR front today, okay? There's something to that, right? Like, I can remember as a kid sitting in my bedroom, you know, on the summers, playing my Commodore 64 and just getting lost in it. But I was still connected to the outside world. I could still see the room around me and see that it was sunny outside and eventually decide, okay, hey, maybe I should go outside and actually run around a little bit, mm-hmm. be a kid outside instead of just inside playing games. When you're in VR, I mean, that's pretty much it. You're isolated and locked away. There is a little bit of the social component, though. You know, this is all network play, so mm-hmm. they can see their friends in the virtual world. So it's not completely isolated in that front, but. Yeah. I feel like this is always the question, though, is how can we get our kids out and away from this technology that's rotting their brain? And I don't know if it's necessarily rotting their brain, but it's easy for me to get concerned about it as a parent.
It's like ice cream. I mean, everything in moderation. You know, I mean, the only thing I dislike right. about Minecraft is the time, you know, like you're saying, and how they feel afterwards. It's the same thing about ice cream. Like, you can't just eat ice cream forever. You'll feel bad. You can't Minecraft. We've all tried. But it is interactive. I mean, my kids have friends over. They all play together. You know, it's an interesting game. But I think getting it on VR is sort of like, you know, Max in the classroom. Like getting these headsets on kids so that they will spend a lifetime with that technology. I think that it's a good move.
I will be getting a Samsung Gear VR very soon because it was part of the Samsung Galaxy S7. If you pre-ordered, then they'll give you one. And I think sometime in June, I'm supposed to receive one. Will I let my kids check out VR? I mean, they're pretty young. They're 3 and 6 at this point. I don't know. I feel like that's just opening a can of worms at that young of an age. So I think I might wait and just hoard it for myself.
And the point you make, Jason, is that you don't know. Nobody else knows. I mean, I remember doing a story a few years ago about the thousands of apps on the App Store that, you know, claimed that they would make your kids smarter, help them read. Well, those are all great claims, and the things that technology can do for your kids, sure, there are lots of options, but we really don't know, to Megan's point, what the effect of things like virtual reality or screens or games are, because there aren't as many longitudinal studies as you would really need to know conclusively. So you kind of have to go by gut. And when it comes to parenting, there are a million ways to parent, and all of them can work. But this is just another added facet that parents are going to have to go, will we or won't we?
Right.